You are listening to the Hip Sounds, the Now Sounds of Area 54.
It's a blue, bright blue Saturday.
Thank you. today, tomorrow.
It's almost a good day for Area 54.
Area 54, music from the future.
54. I just played a track by Federico Abel. The song's called Corazon, and it's off of his album called Panamericana. Thievery Corporation before that. The song we played was called Warning Shots, and that was the 12-inch vinyl version of the song. What a great record when this album came out. The original album is called, what's it called, Ian? It's called Cosmic Game. And then Hesse's Moore did a song called Yes Boss. It was the Balearic Bongo mix. Whenever we play that song, we always get emails. And that one can be found on Classic Lounge Work, Volume 6, The Sofa Surfers. I haven't heard much from these guys lately. The song we played was called White Noise. That was Kid Loco's Fire Engine Hip Society Mix.
Do you ever get the feeling with Kid Loco, who's French, that he just throws a bunch of English words together and says... He's got the longest remix titles.
He loves to string English words together. He does, definitely.
What was this album called again? Like, Jesus... 12-inch, what
Life
was
for Children Under 12-inch. I don't know. It's just crazy words that he strings together. And, he's got a...
I guess it's unique. We're talking about it.
We are talking about it, but it's a little bit too long. Start off the whole set with Goldfrapp. Their song is called Annie. And it's off their album, Seventh Tree. Receiving good reviews.
It is, yeah. I think I was reading a couple of really good reviews about it. People like the album, even though it's quite a different sound. I guess they've just kind of matured a little bit and...
They'll go back.
Even though she was a little feisty little woman, wasn't she, when we met her here
she
in Portland?
She was.
Kind of a, I wouldn't say, maybe feisty isn't the word, a little snobby.
You know, there's a lot of things that happen in the life of a rock star. They go through a lot of hard times.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
You know, you wake up about 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you go have your wheatgrass.
She travels with a personal chef, right? Only cooks for her.
Yeah.
And only all organic,
yep.
Vegan, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they said their favorite town was Portland because it was because, well, I think with the venue, we saw them at, where did we see them?
They're at the Crystal.
At the Crystal Ballroom, so of course they're
right by Whole Foods. She had high maintenance written all over her forehead.
Yeah, but they were so excited to be in Portland because they were right across the street from Whole Foods.
Was that what the guy said?
Mm-hmm.
He was describing what he was cooking, and was like,
"Yeah, he's like, I just love it. I could just take the elevator down, go to Whole Foods, get everything I need, go back."
Well, and that day the farmer's market was open, so he had really fresh produce.
He was really happy.
Yeah. So I'm sure she was too, but it didn't show when she was, bitching at the show. we gotta make some more music for you guys. I don't mean to complain so much.
Always fun with Mike around.
I am jaded. I'm bitter.
Yeah, you are.
Must be the weather. So it should be pretty nice lately. Miguel Mix, song called Fire, actually remixed by Cotton Belly. And our favorite, he's a saxophonist for Sade, wasn't he?
Is he a saxophonist? He was a saxophonist for her. Amazing.
But he's got his own band. He's an amazing remixer.
There's hardly any sax music on any of his albums that come out.
Can you imagine? He's like, Kenny G remixing material like this guy Cotton Belly does. Kenny G's a sax player too, right?
Yeah. I don't think he has quite in touch with his dub sounds to do that though, for sure. All right, let's play the track.
All right, it's called Fire. All right, it's to Mike, Area 54 with you.